Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. In this episode, we will be dividing into the topic of learning the German language, an essential skill for anyone studying or living in Germany. Our special guest today is Andrei from Russia, who is not only an international student, but also the only one in his semester studying law. He will share his experience with us and offer valuable insights on how to master German as international student. So let's get started. Hi, Andrei.
Hello.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you ended up at Leuphana and in Germany?
Well, it is a very long story, to be honest. I always wanted to study in Germany. As I was in school, I started to learn German language. It was like a second language which we could like learn aside of English. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after finishing my school, I wanted to go to Germany, but the COVID happened. And I was like attending the preparation courses here in Germany. And then I entered Leuphana. Like, this is like the shortest version of my story.
Can you tell me till the end of the school, which language you knew better, English or German?
This is a very good question. My school was private and it was like half of the English school. So mm-hmm. like I had English, I could know almost every day. Mm-hmm. And German, I started to learn like intensively my two last years of school. Mm-hmm. But at the end, I would say still English.
But did you attend some additional courses of German, or it was just only at school, only lessons?
Before the last year of my school, it was only school lessons, you know, two times a week with teacher from school. Mm-hmm. But then when I decided to study in Germany, I needed to pass German exam for a certificate. Mm-hmm. So I had two additional teachers aside the school teacher. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before moving to Germany, which German level you had to have?
In order to enter the Studienkolleg and also the university, you need to have B2 at least. It's like the bare minimum which you mm-hmm. need to have in order to enter a German university on a German speaking program. So yeah, I had B2.
Because before I thought that for entering Studienkolleg, you need less than B2, less than bare minimum for university.
Ah, yeah, that's actually true, because Studienkolleg has additional German courses for everyone who mm-hmm. enters the college. You learn German like every day, and also all subjects are in German. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the Studienkolleg, you pass German exam from the government of Germany. Mm-hmm. And the point is, if you have a certificate with approved B2 level, you can be freed from this exam. You can just, you know, say I have a sufficient level of German knowledge and I don't want to pass this exam once again. So yeah.
But can you explain, like, for people that do not really understand what a Studienkolleg, what is that? Is that like the 13th year at school or 12th year at school?
It's like the thing for every international who is coming not from the European Union. You mm-hmm. need to attend at the Studienkolleg or do the first year of university in your home country in order to go to the German university. It's like Germans have their 12th grade at school and then they make German exam called Abitur. And internationals need to do like, I don't know, a similar thing to that, but with other internationals where we learn additional German and we also pass exams at the end. And we obtain a special certificate from the government of Germany, mm-hmm. which tells that, yeah, we pass the subjects and we can enter German university.
You're allowed to study.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to clarify one thing about the Studienkolleg. Not everyone from outside the European Union is required to attend. So typically only those whose international school leaving certificate doesn't directly qualify them for university studies in Germany need to attend a preparatory college. This is more common for students from outside the European Union, as their education system may differ more significantly from the German system. However, there are exceptions, so it's really important to check the specific requirements for your certificate. Okay, but you are studying now law. Is it in German language?
Yeah, it's a German law in German. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very interesting choice.
Can you tell me how important do you think it is for international students to learn German, especially maybe for daily life, just making friends?
It depends what goals do you have in your life. If you study in English in university and you don't want to stay in Germany, I think it's not so reasonable to study a lot German while you're studying. But if you want to stay later here, integrate into the society, make some friends, like local friends, I think it's quite a good motivation to learn German here. I heard a lot of stories where the internationals got, you know, more rejections for job resumes and interviews because they don't speak German at all, only English. I also working right now as a student assistant in Lofana, and the German is was, I don't know,
one of the criteria.
Yeah, one of the criteria to be accepted.
I mean, one of the examples, it's me, because I have level of German only B1 right now. And when you're applying and when you're sending all of your CVs, you always see the rejection, and the argumentation is like, you do not have enough level of German language. Even though the company like works fully in English, they need you to know German language.
Yeah, it's true.
What would you say are the first steps a student should take when they decide to start learning German?
Like, for them, begin with that zero knowledge of German.
Maybe some basics. Maybe they learned something in school, because I was learning German for 6 years at school, but still, I do not have any result. I mean, like, I would start that the most important step is to have motivation.
That's true, because German is more difficult to learn than English. Officially, I saw the statistics of you know, worldwide languages with a difficult grade, and German is harder to learn. The first step, to have motivation, to have the set a goal, what do you want to do with German later? Because if you learn language without anything later, you forget it at some point. It's like, I learned, I studied in Moscow Latin language. Of course, there's no it's obligatory course for law students in Russia.
Okay.
You need to study Latin. So, without any practice later and usage of language, I forgot it completely.
Yeah, that's the thing, because if you know that you will not use this language in the future, especially Latin that no one uses right now, why you should learn this language? It's totally different with German. If you want to study in German universities, then at least you have to have a goal. Okay, we have motivation, we have goal. What else we have to do?
I would suggest to find a teacher, first of all, because I tried many times to start a new language by myself. I want to start to learn Spanish. And first of all, I started just, you know, Googling some resources and textbooks and the internet, YouTube videos. And at the end, there was no structure for me. I didn't have much left in my head. Then I just found a course in Lofana, like a Spanish A1 course. It was more helpful than trying by myself to figure out what I need to do.
But you have like private teacher face to face, or you had like a group?
It was a group lesson, and I'll suggest that the group lessons are pretty good in order to practice your speaking skills with other students. It's a good opportunity for you, but private lessons are also good, I think. I don't want to exclude this opportunity, like,
because I always thought that, for example, for me it's much more difficult to study German language in the group lessons, because different people, they have the same level, but they go in different speeds. So for me it's very difficult, and you cannot really speak with them, because one of them knows some words, one of them doesn't know, so like it's pretty difficult. But all the way you learned with the teachers before the student colleague, right?
Yeah, that's true.
After you enrolled, or how to say, after you started to study in the student colleague, what happened?
We had a set schedule for all of our courses, and we were divided in special German classes depending on your German level. It was like new C1 class, B2 class, B2 class.
You didn't have B1, right?
I did have B1. Our student colleague was private, and they had like additional German courses for those people who didn't speak a lot of German like at the time.
Well, that's very nice.
But yeah, mostly we had like group lessons with all together, but our teacher was a very lovely lady. So yeah, we learned something and learned a lot.
Okay, then let's move back to the beginner level. we mm-hmm. all know that learning the basics is really important for everyday life.
Yeah.
So what do you think are the most essential things to know in German just to survive?
Survive?
I think that the most important word is mit Karte bitte.
That's true, yeah. You just go to the grocery store. You don't need to talk to anybody. You just grab the thing you need and you say mit Karte bitte to not to pay.
Yeah, that's all.
Like, exceptional like cases, Bar zahlen. That's... Yeah.
But you don't have to say the Bartalum. You just give the
cash. Just give the cash. Yeah, yeah. It's essential thing to survive. But I think in Germany, like especially in Western Germany, you can pretty well survive with English knowledge, because in most big cities in Western Germany, many people speak German, like at least at the basic level, so they can understand what do you want from them.
Yeah, but still, when you have to go through the German bureaucracy, in such governmental organizations, they do not speak
English. The authorities have the bad reputation in learning English and having English knowledge, especially the migration office here.
I mean, on the other hand, they just forced us to learn German language for integrating. Which basics, you would say, we also need?
We go, I don't know, to the cafes or restaurants.
Yeah.
We can learn some lexic about like the basic lexic, how we can order the food and communicate with a waiter. We go to the bank, we need to communicate there also with the staff. You need to, I don't know, open an account or withdraw some money and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So everyday life stuff, you just, I don't know, seek some information, like basic words, and try to implement them in your speech. Like my first days in Germany, while my German was not so very good, like the speaking skills, so I just standed somewhere, wrote in Google Translator how to say that, like the phrase, and I tried to say it like in real life, and helped like me a lot.
Yeah, that's really a nice way of improving your German skills when you already know something.
Yeah.
So basically, we just have to learn some sentences for...
But if you started to learn German somewhere, you still have some basic grammar, so you can build simple sentences. But at the A1 level, I think you will get it.
Do you have any tips for beginners on how to make learning German part of their daily routine before maybe moving to Germany?
Yeah, like there's many ways how you can learn German in your daily life. The way that helped me to learn English in my school years, also partially German, I was playing video games not in my native language, but in English or in German. So it was like, you know, the regular practice of listening and also reading. And if you are, you know, like love to watch some movies or series, you just select the language which you want to learn. It really helped. It really helps you to improve your skills. It was like a part of our English lessons in school. We watched some movies in English. You can do the same thing in German. Like, I don't know many good movies in German, but there's a lot of TV shows, the comedy ones. Not
with the simple words, I guess.
Yeah, maybe some cool documentary films from Deutsche Welle or RTL. Yeah, they have pretty good stuff.
And I also heard from my friend that it's very helpful to just take stickers, write down there some words, and I see the wardrobe. I write here Schrank, and I will just stick it. And every time I just pass the wardrobe, I will see, this is Schrank.
It's a very good way to learn the words. We did it like in our last year of school before the final state exams. We were using stickers to learn some school stuff for exam, but doing that for language is pretty good, I think.
And it's very helpful, especially for your visual memory. Because all the time you see that, and you definitely have to remember it.
That is how your brain works.
Yeah, true. Are there any specific language programs or resources at universities that you would recommend to other students? Maybe not based on your experience, maybe based on experience of your friends.
I don't know about the special dedicated programs. I think in every university in Germany, there are German courses or integrational courses or some other programs from international centers. In my opinion, really good way to improve is to be active in the student's life and try to be more in the German group and try to communicate with them, speak with them, drink with them, party with them. Yeah, it also helps a lot.
Talking about the Germans, You told that tandem language learning is pretty popular in Germany. Can you explain how it works and how students can find a good partner, good tandem partner for learning German language?
Important detail. Pretty simple. There's one guy who wants to study and then to learn your language, and and you want to learn his language, and you connect, and you first half you speak in his language and you communicate, and, and the other half you speak in your language. It's like tandem working in pair, helping each other to improve speaking and skills.
But do you know any person that would really like to learn Russian language? It's one of the most difficult languages.
There are some people who are learning this very difficult language, especially my friend. I think it's an exception because his father comes from Kazakhstan and he's a Russian speaker. Russian is not so popular, I think, like most of the people learn English, Spanish, and so on. But there are still some people who find it really interesting, fascinating to learn it.
Some people really want to learn Russian only to read the original books, for example, of Dostoevsky on original
language.
I don't
like this.
You don't like this?
I don't like Dostoevsky, not a best word.
Let's maybe move to the topic of balancing German and English. So, a lot of international students in Germany are in programs that are taught in English. How do you balance improving your German while also keeping up with your English-based studies?
In the first time, it will be difficult. I'm remembering myself at school when I was learning German intensively, like 6 hours a week. And in my English classes, I was mixing English and German. And my teacher was like, no, it's not English, it's German. What are you doing? I'm sorry. Yeah. At the end, like later, you will find the balance, I guess. You still need some time to change your mind from English to German to remember the constructions and words and so on, but with a lot of practice, you'll be successful.
But in my opinion, if you, for example, start both languages together, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
At first, you have to know at least on level B2, first language, and after that, already start with the second one.
You need to be proficient in one language in order to start the other. You can't just learn three languages at once.
It will just mix everything.
That's true. So yeah, learn German after English, please.
And I think, like, in the beginning, you will always mix languages. With experience, it will come to you. Okay, then let's move to topic balancing passive and active skills. When learning a language, there are passive skills, like reading and listening, and active skills like speaking and writing. How do you balance this, and do you focus more on one than the other? For example, how did you get more comfortable with speaking or presenting?
I think it works in every language that passive skills are more faster to learn than active skills. In order to balance it, you know, you just practice all parts all together in a course. Like, it's every time when you're learning language with a teacher, you exercise all the parts of your language. You know, at the start of the lesson, you speak with the teacher, so exercising your speaking skills and listening exercises, or writing essay or letter. It's like, yeah, you just learn everything to all together.
Basically, all German programs, they have this balance.
Yeah.
Because they have this balance in the program that was written by some people that know what to do and know how to learn German language.
Yeah, it's logical.
When you prepare yourself for the future exam in German language, it's also very helpful because each exam is divided into the four parts, right? Yeah. Writing, great. Listening, reading, and speaking.
Yeah, speaking, yeah.
So I think the best way to learn German, one of the best ways, is also to prepare yourself for the exams. Of course, for the different levels, but still, you have the separation and you try to find a balance. Do we have to find a balance, or it's better to learn something more?
I guess you need all of the parts of the language. Similarly, like, you know, if you live in Germany, you still use all of the parts of the language at once. You use listening to in order to understand any information which comes to you, reading in order to read stuff and understand what is written there, for example, some contracts and so on. You're speaking to communicate with people all around you. You just learn everything at once, but if you are getting somewhere better than the other, you just switch to the other parts which have more problems.
Yeah, because in my opinion, listening is the most important, because without listening, you will not understand what someone is asking you or someone is telling you.
Yeah.
So you will basically will not be able to speak to him, because writing for me, again, on the last place. Really.
If you're not studying law, yeah. You need to write a lot. It's like the key point of our exams. You need to write the answer for a case.
But like for the daily life, we don't really need writing.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. And I was also wondering, you are the international student on the like totally German program. Some professors, do they understand your position as the international student?
I don't know. I think that they just don't see me as international in their group. I look a lot like German student mm-hmm. to them, and I speak German language, okay, with an accent, but still near to them. So I guess they just see a normal German student in me.
But what about, for example, grammar mistakes? Because I still have grammar mistakes in English language when I speak, when I write. What about you?
My writing skills are so successful that I don't have any grammar mistakes in my exams.
That's very nice.
Like, it was my last weeks of student colleague, we were doing the writing tests, like mm-hmm. writing a letter or essay or something. And I was the only one in class who didn't have any like red paste or any markings on my work.
That's very nice. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. For learning successfully German language, we need to know many words, like thousands of the words. Do you have any suggestions? Maybe you use some apps for learning such words, or how did you learn all of the words?
In my case, it was pretty simple. I used Google Translator, and I don't know how it's right now, but before that, you could mark it as a favorite word with mm-hmm. a star, and it will be like pinpoint and listed there. Go, wow, this word. Yeah. And my teacher had a system when I didn't know the word. I was writing it at the end of my notebook, mm-hmm. and at the start of each lesson, I need to do a lexic test, including mm-hmm. these words. But right now, when I live in Germany, there are still some spheres of lexic where I still not so proficient and I don't know something. When I hear some unknown for me word, I try to memorize it.
Without writing down.
Yeah, but works partially with me. Like sometimes I forget it still, but then I hear it once again. Okay, this is...
You caught it.
I caught it, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I try to implement this word next time talking with my friends or talking
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to pin it in my memory.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. But I guess it works only when you already know some basic stuff in German language.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you will not understand which word you have to learn.
Main point, it is very good that they're already in Germany, because everything around you speaks German.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, yeah. And you collect everything which you hear. And your brain will start to memorize this.
I just know that many international students, after moving to Germany, they still try to find international students.
That's true.
Because it's much easier and it's like their comfort zone.
It's very convenient to find someone who speaks your language. But it wasn't a case for me.
Mm-hmm.
I enrolled in Irfana. I didn't know anyone international, like my opening week group was fully German,
mm-hmm.
and studying with Germans, and like first lectures was also fully German, and I was like wondering, are there a Russian speaking society here? I don't know. I want to find someone, please help. And only like in end of the November,
mm-hmm.
I met one guy, Lefana semester course, he was like from Belarus, wow.
Mm.
Do you want to join to our society? Yes, of course. I was thinking it. Yeah.
Yeah, we both know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess moving to our last topic, the overcoming challenge. Learning a new language can be really tough.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some common challenges students face, and how do you think they can overcome them?
First of all, time management. When you start to do something, especially when you don't have much motivation to do that, you just abandon it later. And I think you just need to make a habit that you start learn some German in a week.
Be consistent.
Yeah.
Even 10 minutes per day, it's already something.
It's already something.
Then just searching for one free day where you will study in two hours.
Yeah. In my case, I was very lazy to know, improve my listening skills. I didn't want to listen to anything in German. And my teacher suggested me just listen 60 seconds of German news every day. Like Tagesschau have this format, 60 seconds, and just in 1 minute tell you all the news in German. It became a habit for me, just every day turn this 1 minute news, and yeah, I was listening every day something in German.
Did you have, or maybe do you know any other challenges of learning German? Maybe to find someone to talk with.
Yeah, to find someone to talk with. It's another challenge. I have heard for internationals it's really difficult to find a local to speak with.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you just came to Germany without any knowledge.
And especially, I guess, when you're a very introverted person, you cannot really find that one.
There's a lot of introverts right now in our world. But it is good when, I don't know, you live in a WG, like in a shared apartment, and you have a German neighbor. It's a good opportunity to start something with him. Or if you're going to lectures and you sit right near to some German, just start some conversation about anything, like weather, I don't know, the lecture. It is a first step to find someone to speak with.
Yeah, just do not hesitate, do not be shy, even if you will have some mistakes in your pronunciation.
Yeah, yeah, it was my case. I had very, very big fear at the start. Yeah, there's another chance, fear of speaking, because I was always thinking about the mistakes which I do in my speaking, placing the word in the wrong place, in a sentence, wrong pronunciation, wrong word. Like, it worked out, I guess, like, for most of the, my German, like, friends, it's pretty okay to, I don't know, tell me, okay, Andre, you can say it a little bit different, like, okay, yeah, true, thanks, yeah. Don't hesitate to speak, really.
Yeah. Okay, then. The last question for me. Do you have any credo in your quote?
Don't be shy. Embrace the German world. Yeah, to be serious, yeah, just really find the goal. Don't be shy. Reach it. My way to Germany was very long and hard way, but step by step reached it. And right now I'm here. If it's possible for me, it's possible for you. It's my daily life motivation.
And I also think the biggest thing to make you stronger is the German bureaucracy.
In some time you'll be successful even with German authorities.
Yeah, yeah. True. So, a big thank you to you, Andrei, for joining us and sharing your experience and advice on learning German as the international student. We hope that you guys found some useful tips to help you in your own language journey, and we wish you luck with it.
Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.leufana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.